So I want to do, Mash, a simple little point. A simple little point, but I think it's very, very important. It's short, simple, straightforward. But I think it's important, and I'd like to just spend a few minutes on it. And then you'll have some time, Bezra Hashem, to begin or continue, whatever, working on your project. But I wanted to share with you this one little idea. In Yirmiyahu Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf, Yadanu Adonai Rishenu Avon Avonotenu Ki Chatanu Lach. And on the surface, it's a little bit of a strange pasuk, ostensibly. On the one hand, it talks about Avon Avotenu, but then it says Ki Chatanu Lach. Right? So is it saying we're being punished for the sins of our ancestors or our sins? There seems to be a tension here within this pasuk. Right? Everyone see that? Yeah, makes sense? Okay. And what's interesting, I think, is that there's a parallel in Echa, okay, also by Yirmiyahu, and I think that there is a very strong connection to this pasuk in Echa, and I think that if we understand one, we'll understand the other. Okay? In Echa, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin, there's a very, very troubling pasuk, unless we understand it. Avotenu chatu ve'einam v'anachnu avnotehem savalnu. In the normal way, the standard way that this pasuk is understood, to the best of my knowledge and experience, the way it's usually understood is that it is ki'ilu placing the blame for the churban on previous generations. Avotenu chatu ve'einam. Our ancestors, our parents, our ancestors sinned, and they're not around anymore. They're not here. Va'anachnu avonotehem savalnu. We're suffering for their sins. Okay, that's what it seems to say. That's very difficult. It's very difficult because in Tanakh in general, and in Megillat Eicha itself, the point is made very clearly that if we are being nanash, it's for our sins. If you look just a few psukim later in Eicha, Nafla Ateret Roshenu Oinalanu Kichatanu. Right? So how is it that in Pasuk Zion we're saying Avotenu Chatu Ve'einam Banachnu Avotem Savalnu, that it's the previous generations that sin? It's their fault. They're the ones who brought about the Churban, and we're just suffering the consequences. In Pasuk Zion we say very clearly Oinalanu Kichatanu, because we sin. Right? It's a contradiction within a few psukim. So I'll point out also, it's interesting. Pasuk Habet ki imaos ma'astanu katzafta ad ma'od. Take a look at Yirmiyahu Perek Yudal Pasuk Yutet hama'os ma'astat Yuda imtzion galah nafshecha madua yitanu ve'in lanu marpei kavel shalom ve'in tov leit marpei v'inei bata. And there's a tremendous amount of similarity in the language to Yirmiyahu, both here and elsewhere. In any case, we have to understand what exactly is going on here. It's not just within Eicha that there's a tension about whether it's our sin or our ancestors' sin. But you look in Yechezkel, in Yirmiyahu himself, Perek Lamed Aleph, Bayamim Ahem Lo Yimru Od Avot Achu Boser, Vishinei Banim Tikena, right? They'll stop saying this. They'll stop saying that the fathers ate the unripe fruit and the children's teeth were set on edge. Ki im ish babono yamut kol adam ochel aboser tekena shinav. And in Yechezkel, we have it, it's even clearer. Vayhi dvar Adonai elai lemor. Malachem atem moshlim et hamashal hazeh ad mat Yisrael lemor. Why are you saying this? Avot yochu voser v'shinei banim tekena. Chai aninu madonai Elohim. Im yelachem od moshal hamashal hazeh b'Yisrael. Heim kol nefashot li. Hine k'nefesh ha'av u'k'nefesh ha'ben li'eina ha'nefesh ha'choteit hi tamut. Right, so Yechezkel says in the name of Hashem very clearly, why are you saying such a horrible thing that the fathers ate the unripe fruit and our teeth are set on edge. No! Kol hanefashot lihena, kenevesh ha'av u'kenevesh ha'ben. The nefesh of everyone, the father and the son, are in my hand. And hanefesh achotei titamot. What does that mean? Basically means that, in other words, sometimes a person will take revenge on somebody else, on a loved one, whatever. Why? Because they don't have the opportunity to really hurt the person that they want to take revenge on, right? And so if the father is dead and there's no choice, but you take it out on the son, or if the father is too powerful, whatever. Hashem says, I can punish the right person. I don't have to substitute. I don't have to deal with second best. The Av is no less in my hands than the Ben, so I don't have to punish the Ben for the Av. Hanefesh achotei titamot. The one who sinned, that's the one who's going to be punished. And there's none of this Avot achlovoser v'shnei banim tekena, which we find both in Yechezkel and in Yirmiyahu. Therefore, if the principle is hanefesh achotei titamot, if it's wrong to say Avot achlovoser v'shnei banim tekena, what's this business about Avotenu chatu v'einam v'anachnu avonoteyam savalnu? The Seder? Right? Makes sense? So I'd like to suggest a different way of reading this pasuk that I think is not only consistent theologically, meaning that it fits with the principle of HaNefesh HaChotei HiTamu, which is the general principle throughout Tanakh, Lo Yumtu Avot Abanim, Banim Lo Yumtu Avot, Ish Bechet Oyumat, and so on. The idea that we have all throughout Tanakh, that as a rule at least, the way it works is that people are punished for their own sins, not for that of relatives or other people. How does that, aside from the fact that it helps us to understand how it fits with Pasuk Tetzayin of Nafla Ter Roshenu Oina Lanu Kichatanu, I think that it's an idea which fits beautifully with what we find about the events leading up to and culminating in the Chorban. And so I'd like to suggest a different way of reading Perek Hei Pasuk Zayin and Echa. Everyone follow carefully for a moment. It's a very simple idea. The word lispol has a range of meanings. Okay? Lispol can mean to suffer, but it can also mean to bear, right? And to bear has a connotation also, like to stand or to put up with. If you look at Bereishit Perek Mem Tet, Yisachar Chamor Garem, it's this week's parasha, coincidentally, Yisachar Chamor Garem, Roveitz Bein HaMishpatayim, Vayar Mnucha Kito Vet Aretz Kina Ema, Vayet Shechmo Lispol, Vayhi Lamasove. It says the Ibn Ezra, Nata Shechmo Lispol, Kol Masa Kasher Yisa HaChamor. Okay, what does it mean, Lispol? It means to carry or to bear, right? To bear a burden. It doesn't necessarily mean to suffer. It doesn't necessarily, right? It can mean to bear, to carry. To, if you look carefully at the pasuk, it doesn't say vanachnu onshehem, right? Savalnu, that we're suffering their punishments. It doesn't say vanachnu, you know, biglal avonotehem savalnu, we're suffering because of their sins. It says vanachnu avonotehem savalnu. And I think that Yirmiyahu is saying something very, very profound and beautiful in this pasuk. It's not a cop-out. It's not a blaming of somebody else. Lehefach. It's describing the nature of the failure of this generation, the generation of the Chorban. What's it saying? Avonoteinu... I'm sorry, let's try again. Avoteinu chat'u ve'inam. Says Yirmiyahu, our ancestors, are of the previous generation, our fathers, our parents, our ancestors, chat'u, they did things wrong. Ve'inam, they're not around anymore. It's not their generation anymore. And what did we do? Va'anachnu avonotehem savalnu. And we bore their sins. You want to hear what I'm saying? Let me explain. You look at Sefer Melachim. Look at Sefer Melachim. What does it say again and again? This king was basically good, but what's always the but? What's the but? Rak habamot lo saro, right? I mean, I say, like, you know, he was basically good, he meant well, he tried to do the right thing, but the bamot that were there from before, even though he was not in favor of the bamot, he wasn't trying to get Bnei Yisrael to do chatayim, he was trying to get Bnei Yisrael, but rak habamot lo saro. Right? There are certain things, there are certain avonot, there are certain chatayim, there are certain sins that become institutionalized, that become ingrained, that become part of what we're accustomed to, part of what we're used to, part of what, that's the way we do things. What do you mean? It becomes, you know, part of, we start to view it as being a mitzvah, not a chait. Rak habamot lo saro. Says Yirmiyahu, avoteinu chat'u. Okay, beseder, they had their chata'im. Understand, they're not around anymore. It's not their generation anymore. But what did we do? What's the problem? The problem is not that they sinned. That's not why we're suffering. We're suffering because v'anachnu avonotehem savalnu. We stood for, we put up with, we bore their sins. Right? We let their sins continue. We didn't. We stood for it. We put up with it. We allowed it to continue. V'anachnu avonotehem savalnu. And that's what Yirmiyahu says as well. I mean, Yirmiyahu speaking in Echa as well, but I'm saying, but that's what Sefer Yirmiyahu is saying. If you go back to Pasuk Chaf, Yadanu Hashem Rishenu Avon Avonotenu Ki Chatanu Lach. Right? It's the sin of our ancestors. But Chatanu Lach, we're the ones who sinned to you. And here, this is the same point as the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's saying that we, by allowing the chata'im of our ancestors to continue, those practices, so, you know, they became our sins. And that's the problem. That's what we're being punished for. I think that this is a very, very important and powerful point. That, you know, we have to be very careful. Very careful. You know, when we know, when we see, when we understand that something is an avera, and understand something's wrong, and understand something's not the way it's supposed to be, and it's understood as such, right? Okay, that's one type of challenge, that's one type of issue that we have to deal with. But when something becomes a mitzvah, something becomes the Mahadran way to do it, something becomes the, you know, this is ki'ilu, it's part of Judaism. And there are so many things like that. And in different communities, it's different things, and we have to ask ourselves what are the things that are the chata'im of our ancestors, of the things that have become part ki'ilu of our Judaism, and that we have to realize avotenu chatu ve'inam v'anachnu avonotehem savalnu, and not to put up with it, not to bear it, not to accept it. I think that's what Yirmiyahu is saying here, both in Perek Yudalit of Sefer Yirmiyahu and in Echa Perek Hei, and I think it's a very, very relevant and profound message that we should take note of. Okay, we will leave our study of Yirmiyahu here, and as said, we're going to move on to Yeshayahu, Ezra Hashem.